Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jury selection is about to begin near Pittsburgh in the worst case of anti-Semitic violence in U.S. history. Robert Bowers, a truck driver, is accused of a mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. KDKA-TV's Brianna Smith.
The accused shooter is charged in a 63-count federal indictment for allegedly opening fire inside the synagogue and killing 11 worshipers and injuring several others. He pleaded not guilty, and the government is seeking the death penalty in this case.
At the White House today, Mr. Biden will meet with three Tennessee lawmakers who protested gun violence during a demonstration inside the State House. Two of them, who are Black, were expelled by Republican colleagues, but later reinstated. A third protester who's white got to keep her seat. President Biden could make his reelection intentions official tomorrow. CBS's Weijia Jiang from the White House.
That's exactly 4 years since the president jumped into the race in 2020. Sources say the president plans to make the announcement in the form of a video release.
The Biden administration says it's still trying to get Americans out of Sudan as the fighting there intensifies. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Some Americans have been airlifted out. Some are traveling by land and overwatched by U.S. military drones.
We're going to do everything we can to help guide people, get them the information they need to get out safely. But it is not safe right now for another evacuation attempt. That would actually put Americans in more danger, not less.
The National Security Council's John Kirby told CBS Mornings that assistance will still be nearby.
We're looking at putting naval assets in the Red Sea near Port Sudan to help with any evacuation or assistance that American citizens might need.
Most of the Americans still in Sudan, he says, are dual nationals.
Do you drive a big pickup truck? GM is advising some owners not to park them outside. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has the details.
These trims of the Chevy Silverado can have a brake fluid leak that can cause a fire. It affects 40,000 of the largest heavy-duty pickups.
A TV dance show judge who wasn't afraid of telling it like it is has died.
For more than 15 years, the British-born Len Goodman served as head judge of Dancing with the Stars. Some might say he lacked a filter.
Yum, yum, pig's bum. That is fun.
But his love for and knowledge of ballroom dancing shone through it all. His agent says Len Goodman died peacefully. He was 78. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
S&P futures are down 2. Dow futures off 41. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Flooding is a concern in river communities in southwest Wisconsin. The Mississippi River in La Crosse has hit major flood stage and should get higher. Several streets are closed in Prairie du Chien. In Grant County, people are having to evacuate their homes. There's a hearing set for a Madison courtroom on May 4th challenging Wisconsin's restrictive abortion law. The state Justice Department plans to argue more recent legislation leaves the 1849 ban unenforceable.
We've argued that those recent laws impliedly repealed the 1849 ban. We've got really strong arguments.
That's Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call on WISN-TV's Upfront program. The case is expected to go all the way to the state Supreme Court. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM. Your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you've helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy in the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, here's some information that 44 million Americans made the test, and that's in August. Student loan services brace for troubled repayment, restart of payments. So I didn't know, ever since COVID, people have not had to pay their student loan debts.
Yep, that's right. They've been on hold.
Well, starting August, they're going to start up again.
Yep, I'm getting ready.
Well, let me... So... Here's the problem. 44 million borrowers are going to start having to pay those loans back again. But yet the Congress cut many jobs, you know, from the people that collected the student loans. Because during COVID, even though they were suspended, Congress did not give the Student Loan Servicing Alliance the number of people. They cut the jobs. So now as August, when August rolls around and 44 million people are going to have to start paying student loans again, they don't have the manpower to start dealing with all of this money that's going to be coming in. You know, sometimes you just think that people are, the Congress people are insane, you know. And I mean, to know that August is coming up and 44 million people are going to have to start paying student loans again, that you're not going to be prepared to have the people to collect the debts because Congress has cut the amount of people that work in the system is more than crazy. It's just unacceptable. Let me ask you, Calvin. So I don't know. It's been a year or two since people have had to pay student loans. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I graduated in May of 2022, so I haven't actually had to make a payment.
Right. But people who have kind of gotten used to not paying student loans. And now they've probably been doing something else with the money. Is it safe to say?
Yeah, I probably would say that's the assumption.
You know, you would think that maybe they should have been saving it, but there was talk that they believed that and President Biden was going to be able to overturn some of the student loan debts, which he attempted to, and the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, that's now in their camp, whether or not they're going to say yes to cutting some of the debt from student loans or not, that's out of Joe Biden's hands. That's now one of the cases at the United States Supreme Court that has not been a seen yet. But our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, that was a pretty hot-button issue 2 years ago. But here it is now. It was out of sight, out of mind, because, you know, people didn't have to pay it. But now it's going to resume. And I'm just curious your thoughts on how this should be handled, right? I mean, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, you know, my kids, me, my wife, we all paid off our student debts, okay? Now, thank God for me, when I got married, it took me probably 5 years, but at that time, you can go to college for $700. You know, it wasn't like my son just graduated from Marquette University, and that was like $45,000 a year, you know? Fortunately for him, he was an athlete, so he had a run. He did track, so he did track, indoor track, outdoor track, and cross country. So his student debt wasn't that bad. It was only like $20,000 for a, you know, for $160,000 bill. But the thing is, when you know what's going on now with Biden, that he wants to, as far as the your credit. Now you heard that last week. It just came out starting May 1st that people like you and me that have good credit. Now I'm going to be, if I wanted to get a loan for 30 years, it's going to cost me another $14,400 because of people who are going to go ahead.
Gary, I mean, you're changing the subject.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going back to responsibility.
So the question is, we're going back to the debt, to the student loan debt, and now we're back asking, you know, the people are going to have to start paying the student loan debt again.
Like I did new debt and anybody else. I agree. Okay, go ahead.
But I guess what I'm saying is, you know, people haven't done this. It's going to be a transition. There was talk and conversation that, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Love to hear your opinion on it. And yes, there are more people who've paid their debts. But as you stated, you know, when you went to school, it didn't cost that much to go. Well, it does now. And so
it's ridiculous what they charge you. I agree.
Okay. So what are your thoughts about people now who are caught? They weren't fortunate enough like your son, to get, you know, the support because they were athletes. You don't have any sympathy for people who owe all this debt?
Of course I do, because I had to pay. At the time, Earl, yeah, $700 a year wasn't much, but when you're only making like $1.25 an hour, $700 was a lot of money. So you have to take that in perspective, what things cost, you know, 50 years ago. I'm 71 years old. As far as I'm concerned, I think that if you end up going to school and you get really, really good grades, and what bothers me, Earl, is the kids that go to school, what is it, 40% of the kids that start college graduate. The other ones go to school, they want to party, and then they drop out. Heck, if I'm going to go out there and pay that student loan. So if you graduate, you get good grades, I think the government should help you out. But you have to graduate, not go to school for a year or 2 years and then drop out. So, you know, I have understanding on that.
The other side of this, Gary, happens to be that the government has cut positions where they would collect the money. And now when they kick this off, 44 million people, the government doesn't even have the manpower to start collecting it. Because they've cut the budget.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, Earl. You know a little bit more about that.
I tell you, it's in today's The Hill, okay? The student loan services doesn't have the manpower to collect it.
Well, then they're going to have to hire people to get the manpower to start collecting, because if you take a loan out, you can't go out there and say, please forgive me of my loan. No, I signed a piece of paper when I bought my house. My house is paid off. When I got my student loans and stuff like that, you sign for it, and you have to pay it off. It shows responsibility.
Right, well, so we understand all of that, Gary, but it's been two years, and people have.
Well, that's a nice reprieve for people for 2 years. You know, now you got to get back to work and work. You know, I was at Cops the other day, and they're hiring people at $16.50 an hour to flip burgers. I think that's pretty good.
Well,
I think that's a good wage. Unskilled.
Well, Gary, you can say that about cops, but I drive past some of the burger places that say $12 an hour third shift. So let's not act like all the burger places are paying $16 an hour. Not true.
Look, Earl, you and I, we're the same age, okay? We worked hard all our life. You worked at A.O. Smith, and I'm sure you did a really good job, and your dad taught you well, because all the other stuff that you do, all your free time that you help out in the inner city, you're a great guy. You and I have responsibilities. I own a heating company. I work really hard at it. These kids, they got to learn that life is tough.
Hey, you know what, Gary? Most of the people who owe student debts aren't kids. They're adults.
I know that. But the fact is, if they want a nice car and they want to get a house, you got to pay off your debt.
Hey,
sign up to do this, you got to pay it off.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we got to go to a break. Tom, David, we'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts about student loan debts that are going to be restarted in August? Be right back.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the sly, so enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 48. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tonight. Lows around 36. Cloudy skies expected. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 46. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we're talking about the fact that 44 million student loan debtors are now going to be, it's going to start up again, and their debts that have been on hold are now going to be, reignited. And the fact that we have a government that is so dysfunctional that it had cut many of the people who worked, in the payment centers, and they're trying to see if they can get, the money to hire more people when we've got a debt ceiling that says we can't spend any more money. I mean, it's not even laughable anymore. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. You say what?
Morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, this thing that Gary keeps on bringing up has proven to be false about if you have good credit, you're going to pay $40 more a month.
That's why I haven't even addressed it, okay?
I know, but I don't want people out there believing that this is true every time he gets on the phone.
Well, most people don't even know what it is he's talking about.
I know, but he's saying basically that middle-class people are people that can afford, have a higher credit rating. You've got to pay $30 more.
Yeah, I know, but Tom, that's why I haven't even brought it up. Because, to talk about something that's unsubstantiated. You say what?
I just want to make sure we squash all these rumors so people don't believe it. I thought it was true at first. But then when I looked into it, this is not a true thing. This is another right-wing propaganda scheme to get everyone to believe that. And I know for myself, like I said, I thought, oh, God, is that really true?
Welcome.
But when I looked into it, it found out it wasn't. So I just wanted to bring that out there.
All right.
No, I get it. And then also, we want people to be leaving school debt-free. We don't. That way they can buy homes. That way they can contribute to the economy. I mean, if we have people that are paying debt over debt from years ago when their interest rates were, or when the interest rates are at, you know, 15, 20%. I mean, my interest rate was at 3% when I graduated from college. I am a person that is totally, even after paying all my loans, everything like that, I want for college tuition to be free of charge to the students. And I want to see the interest rates at, you know, 2%, 1%. We need a thriving economy. And the way you have a thriving economy is by people buying houses. You have people that can spend more money off their paychecks. These are the things that we need. So I just completely disagree with people when they say that, you know, that having these people straddled with debt is a good thing. I don't know. I mean, I just think that Joe Biden ought to go and go ahead and just,
well, he tried the Supreme. Yeah, it's in the Supreme Court right now.
He needs to forgive all the students.
He tried, but he can't. It's the Supreme Court has the case. He did admit to, you know.
So he can push it no longer than August. So I think that he did it where he said the first, I think, 20,000 or 10,000 or whatever, they don't have to pay off. But he just needs to go and be bold and say, look, for all you students out there, all the debt is completely forgiven. Because if you're going to do it, don't do half measures.
Well, Tom, there are people who are going to say, hey, I paid mine off. So
I understand I paid mine.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want a thriving society. I want a society where we're investing in education and people that are 40 and 50 and even, you know, younger. I mean, they can't buy houses. They can't even afford.
Right. Hey, Tom, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dave, I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Jury selection begins shortly near Pittsburgh in the trial of Robert Bowers, a truck driver accused of shooting and killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. KDKA TV's Brianna Smith.
He pleaded not guilty, and the government is seeking the death penalty in this case. If convicted, jurors will decide if he faces life in prison without parole or death.
Biden administration officials say they are continuing efforts to get Americans out as the fighting intensifies in Sudan. In the meantime, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells CBS News.
We're advising all Americans, those who didn't take the warning, to get out, to shelter in place, to stay safe. This is not the time to be moving around the city.
Embassy officials there have been airlifted out. Three lawmakers who took part in a gun violence protest in the Tennessee House meet with President Biden at the White House today. Two of them, who are Black, were expelled, but later reinstated. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers in